Good morning. It's May 28th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Discipline. For the moment, all disciplines seem painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12:11. When we head out onto the open water in a sailboat, there's a certain protocol applied that is remarkably similar to the one in place when my son prepares to take off in one of his company's aircraft. Sailors and pilots both have checklists to go through, even if only mental, that they perform in order to ensure their own safety and the safety of their passengers. These checklists have to do with availability and functionality of emergency equipment, structural integrity of the hull or fuselage, structural integrity and functionality of control surfaces and their connections, whether ailerons, flaps, and rudder, or main and jib sheets, halyards, winches, helm, and rudder. These checklists review integrity and functionality of the engines, oil, and fuel levels as well. In short, the safe pilot or sailor exercises a certain self-imposed discipline prior to every trip. Absent employment requirements, no one is forcing me to go through such a checklist before I cast off. I'm not following a rule. I'm doing it because I want to be at peace when I am out on the ocean. People head out every morning and live their lives facing all manner of eventualities. Their joy, peace, and in fact safety depend on how they have chosen to educate themselves, prepare, and respond to different situations, which are often interpersonal. Christians approach each day a little differently than others. We awaken each day and make ourselves available to the Lord so that hopefully everything we do and say might bring glory to Him. In order to do that, most of us exercise some spiritual discipline. Now, we are indeed saved by grace through faith. We are not under the law anymore, meaning our righteousness is not achievable by following a given set of rules. Instead, our salvation, our ability to stand before God holy and set apart, is because we've been granted the perfect righteousness of Christ by accepting His sacrifice for us. Part of the confusion for some is then believing that obedience need not be any part of our lives, and nothing could be further from the truth. Christ Himself said He came to fulfill the law, not to abolish it, Matthew 5:17. Our deeds, while not earning our salvation, do still matter. James was certainly correct when he exclaimed that faith without works is dead, James 2:20. If we are people of faith, then our works are an expression of our desire to be obedient to God's will, best expressed through becoming more and more Christ-like. That is the process of sanctification. Well, that doesn't just happen magically. Sanctification is not absorbed through your pillow at night. There is personal volition involved. That means some degree of self-discipline. I'm not suggesting you journal or have a quiet time or study the Bible or volunteer or pray because you think you have to in order to be obedient. What I am saying is that if you structure your day so that you give yourself the opportunity to do the things that you enjoy, which also serve to aid in your sanctification, you will find yourself happier and more at peace. If you have a daily quiet time and find one day that you just don't have the time or don't feel motivated, there's no reason to feel guilty at all. Instead, hopefully, you just simply miss the joy that it normally brings to you. But still, some self-discipline is required to set the time aside for it in the first place. Get up every morning and consciously make room for God in your life. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. 1 Timothy 4:7. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap steadfast love. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, that He may come and rain righteousness upon you. Hosea 10:12. Father God, we confess that sometimes we are tempted to just sit on our salvation and be grateful that You love us enough to have sent Your Son. But use Your Spirit to lead us toward a self-discipline that enables a deeper relationship with You in prayer, study of the Word, and a quiet time to listen for Your voice. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow